Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. The moment is now here. The silver price move that we have been waiting for, that we have been expecting, is here. You've heard this probably before. When it's in the mainstream media, by the time it's there, it's too late. Well, it's all over the mainstream media. I said this many times over the last year. Once silver breaks above 30 and can sustain above the $30 mark for a few days, we're going to see movements in the media and in emotional trading that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And when silver makes a move, it makes a break, it can break out really fast. Now, I want to remind people, if you actually type one, if you've never heard this, silver is actually set up to be halted in trading when the price of silver exceeds a certain dollar amount. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves me right, it's $3. When it rises $3, trading is halted. It's halted for a certain amount of time, then it's released back open again. If it rises another $3, trading's halted again. After the third time of halting, they let it go whichever way. But see, what you have to understand is that's not set up for any other metal out there. And there's a reason why. It's because the powers that be are afraid of the price of silver to explode. It's in the news today. Over the night, we saw very serious emotional trading start in China. I'm going to show you a chart. This is a total FOMO trade. As in China overnight, silver was up 7.9% from the previous close. And you can see the LBMA silver right here as opposed to the Shanghai trading chart absolutely blowing up. Now, I've went over stories in recent past where we talk about China's demand for silver. We've also talked about the fact that silver, for the past 3 or 4 years now, demand is outpacing supply, which means we're getting our deficit of worldwide above ground silver reserves is getting smaller and smaller. There is no way the recycling can keep up with it. And quite frankly, recycling is super expensive at these prices. It's virtually impossible, especially at these prices, to recycle silver ever out of a cell phone. And we need to understand this. This is Reuters. Here real quick, I love these guys. Hashtag silver if you own silver right now. And type your best silver prediction down below by the time the election comes around. I'm just curious. It's a really interesting time point. This is out of Reuters. China stimulus, U.S. rate cut bets lift gold. Silver soars above the $30 mark. Remember, when it is in the mainstream media, it's too late. Or is it? That's the question. Silver. I have to be honest with you. I grin from ear to ear whenever I hold it. And I think it's very important that every single person in the world have a couple of ounces of silver. Now, right now, the silver price is around $32. With the price over spot to actually put your hands on a piece of silver, it's average for a low-end coin, let's say like a Buffalo, which I love because I like to buy the most amount of silver as possible. It would cost about $3 over spot, right? So you're looking at $35. So for $35, you could have yourself an ounce. That's an ounce of silver. That's a 2 ounce coin. This is a 10 ounce bar. Okay, now that we've caught you up. My point being is that I believe there's a day where silver will be extremely hard to get. I say that because China is blowing up as all of these currencies are failing. And we know that all fiat currencies are failing right now because all items priced in currency, fiat currency, are going up. The prices are going up, which means the currency value is going down, right? China and a few other countries know this, and rather than fight it, what do you do at the end of a currency debasement? You print as much as you can and you buy as much with it as possible. And when you're buying it, you have to be very cautious of what you're buying and make it worth your while. One of those things are precious metals. Now, I've got some stories I want to go over with you. And, you know, it's interesting when we talk about, and this is something that's very important that I do not believe many people comprehend, because a lot of people invested in gold or silver or Bitcoin, and I've heard them say, I'm never going to sell it. I'm never going to sell it. That's actually a very poor way of thinking. Everything has a different value any given day. All values around the world change. This is what makes some people extremely wealthy, moving in from one asset class and transitioning into another, whether it be currency for currency exchange, currency for material items, like real estate, right? Like certain collector cars, art, things like that. Moving in and out and pivoting is always what has made wealthy people extremely wealthy. There are a lot of people that don't know what to do when the price of something goes sky high. I've seen this throughout my years as a real estate investor and a real estate agent. When something goes sky high, people don't know what to do with it. I've seen it recently with people that have seen amazing price appreciation in their home or their rentals. And I go, why don't you sell your rental right now and you have enough to pay off your house? But they can't make that. If I sell it, they always think of what they're going to miss out on, or that somehow the amount of homes you have is the status you hold. Well, on surface value, your looks are very, that's your status, right? How you look, what you drive, what you wear, how many houses you have. Yeah, I get it. There's status, but status doesn't get you anywhere when the lights go out, when you're all alone, right? What I think is the most important thing when it comes to the foundations of money, and we're using silver as an example here, is having your debts paid off. That's one, right? Then using other people's money to absolutely turn your current wealth into wealth times 10, right? But part of that is being able to position yourself and move in and out. Now, silver is an interesting thing because I'm one of those wild fanatics when it comes to the price of silver. I believe fundamentally that silver has been suppressed in so many different ways on both a spiritual level and a physical level. All right. Type 5 if you agree with that. I believe because of its demand, both current and in the future, future demand is only going to rise because there are more and more inventions coming into the silver space, that you are going to see silver rise exponentially. Now, I believe this will be the trade of a century. I actually believe there is a day where this percentage of gain will outweigh what you've seen in Bitcoin markets. Now, a lot of people in this world need something physical. They need proof. They need a fact, right? And it's very hard for them to wrap their minds around blockchain technology and Bitcoin. Totally understand. Totally get it. We can still be friends. But here's something that right now, less than 1% of the world owns any of, right? Any of it. Any of it. Let me ask you a question. And I want the deniers of Bitcoin or the people that think it's a total scam to answer this, okay? Please. And I please answer honestly. And there's, if you had the chance, like in the Back to the Future movie, to go back in time with a sports almanac, but instead you have a money almanac, and you had one chance to go back and buy Bitcoin at $35 right now. You got one night, whatever you want to spend on it, you could buy as many Bitcoin as you want for $35 each. Would you go and do it? Type yes or type no down below. The reason why I say this is because regardless of what you feel about an investment or something in life, you can't deny what's happening in reality. In reality, Bitcoin is, what, $66,000? $66 or $69 right now? I can't. It keeps going up so darn fast. So you would go and buy it back in the future for $35, and you would easily sell it, an easy transaction at $66,000, $69,000. All right. What I believe, and this is just a dude with a brohawk and a dream, okay? This is not financial advice. But I believe that there will be a day, I don't know when, I don't have a crystal ball, that 1 ounce of silver will be worth as much as 1 ounce of gold. Regardless of what the gold price is. I don't care if it's $2,400 or $24,000. I know it sounds crazy. I use rhodium multiple times as an example. Rhodium is a metal that prior to 2001 sat around half the price of gold. Until a lot of countries realized how needed it was to mix with platinum and palladium to be able to do what a catalytic converter does. And they started to figure out not only a great demand for it, but also how little of it we actually have. Now, in this day and age, we see stories about how many of you have seen stories about catalytic converters being stolen. As a matter of fact, anytime we see precious metals rise, we see a huge uptick in thefts when it comes to catalytic converters or electrical wires at a construction site because of the copper, right? We see the same kind of thing where thefts in fuel pick up, where thieves are siphoning gas. I still don't get that. It'd be so much easier to, you know, hold up an ATM or I don't know. I just don't get it. But you see the human movement, the human mind and how it works, right? All they see is the headlines and things are getting expensive. They go to the pump, they see things are going to get expensive. And the small percentage of bad people go out and rob people for those items. When really they could make a lot more money robbing just a bank. I'm just saying, you see my point? It's crazy. Okay, so as of last night, we saw the Shanghai futures take off. And I'm looking at a couple of stories here. Here's one, silver demand outstripping supply, like we talked about, for the third straight year, right? But then we look at China specifically. It says demand for silver in China is rising. Priced in U.S. dollars, silver closed at $32.96 on May 17th. This is on the Shanghai Exchange. Arbiters buy silver at or below 30 in the U.S. and sell it at a premium. Far more fiat currency in the world than there is. Now, a real true story that happened to me once. I went in to a pawn shop in Southern California with two of my cousins. One is a big proponent and buyer of silver, one not. They're both brothers. And we went into a pawn shop and we were looking at the silver coins and I asked the owner of the pawn shop if he has anything that they're about to scrap and you know, have it melted down, because that's where I used to get my best deals. I would go into a pawn shop. They wouldn't do that with coins, obviously, but with silver jewelry and things like that, or gold jewelry, they're about to sell it for scrap, so they get a lower price, obviously, because of all the energy and work it's going to take to melt it down, refine it, and then put it into a gold bar, have it assayed and sold. So I used to go into these pawn shops. This is a little, you know, pro tip for everyone. You know, type six if you do this yourself. I'm just curious how many people do this. And say, hey, if you'd like, before it goes to the melt, you know, would you like to offer it to me at a great price? They could make more selling it to me, and I'm scoring because I'm getting it super cheap. And the owner said, no, actually, China has made it so easy. All I do is go down to the garment district in Los Angeles, and there's a street where it's all Chinese businessmen, and they have like four stores lined up, and you walk in there. They look at what you have. They let you know what they're going to take and what they're not. You go to the next room. They weigh it and send it through either an X-ray machine or do some special chemical tests. And they say, okay, this is how much we're going to give you for it. You negotiate the price, say, okay. Then you go into the next room and you're handed your check. And all that metal gets on a boat. And it ain't the slow boat to China, if you know what I mean. You know, China has a reputation for not letting pretty much any metal, silver, or gold out of its country. It mints gold and silver pandas just to appease, you can't even say the masses, a few amount of people. And then they hold all of it back. And as a matter of fact, they go and tell their mining companies, you're going to sell it all to us for the going rate. China knows something that Americans do not. And I wish so badly I could just wake everyone up in America and say, go just take $35 and go buy one of these. What's it going to hurt you if it went down to $20, right? You're like, oh, okay, two trips to Starbucks and I missed out on a couple coffees. I believe that this is going to go exponential someday. And to think that right now you could grab it for $35. Now, I'm not saying it's going to not go down tomorrow. You know, trading is an interesting thing. It's all built on human emotions. But when we start seeing stories like the one I just showed you in Reuters, it's trending right now on X, the price of silver. It's in all kinds of news headlines. Once you see that, and look, I'm just going to type in CNBC real quick. Once you see all of this stuff, and here's the other thing. Remember, a week ago, I did a story where there was a clip on Wall Street Silver and Facebook, and they said gold is, you know, hitting near all-time highs or doing all this stuff, and it was up like 1%. Silver is up like 3.5%, but they don't mention silver, right? Well, it's the cat's out of the bag. Look, on the front page of CNBC, right? You look at the silver price. Silver is up right now. It's $32 even. Give me a thumbs up if you're just stoked right now on silver price. It's up 2.35% as opposed to gold, which is up 0.55%. It's about half of 1%, right? It says the perfect storm steers gold to another record high, and then silver jumps. That's all it says. The headline right here, like right here, right? Gold hits record high, silver jumps. They don't want you knowing that silver is jumping much more than gold. They don't want you to know that. They want you to steer clear. You know, there's a story that, you know, Warren Buffett used to be a massive silver bug. In the 90s, he was talking about it. And then one day, he stopped. And then all of a sudden, an ETF came out, an exchange-traded fund, a silver ETF, the SLV. Warren Buffett stopped talking about it. I'm going to tell you a secret of how finance works. The way that a government controls something, and they just did it with Bitcoin, is they build a financial product around it. And they say, hey, here's the deal. Just like JP Morgan did. We're going to custody it, and we'll allow all of you to buy it. You can own it. You can buy it on the stock exchange as easy as 1, 2, 3 through your app or through your pension fund, your retirement account. You could buy it and it'll be there in the safe or in, like with crypto, on a wallet somewhere. But here's the deal. You have to have a certain amount to take physical. You could always take physical delivery like silver. You could always, you know, take the Bitcoin off the exchange. But you have to own a certain amount. And then what they do is they start making that certain amount a little bit more, a little bit more, and a little bit more. Back in 2014, this is my memory serving me. I could have been during the silver run to $50 during around 2010. The COMEX changed the rules. And they said, you know what? You used to have to own this much silver to be able to take physical delivery because people were taking physical delivery like crazy. Very similar to what France was doing, leading the charge to other countries taking physical delivery of gold in the late 60s, early 70s. And that's why Nixon shut it down, right? Well, around 20 teens, the COMEX said, you know what? Instead of having to have this much physical, you know, silver shares to be able to pull out the physical silver, we're just going to up it. And that upping of the amount wiped out 95% of the owners of SLV. Now, you never saw rioting in the streets. You never saw protests. You never saw a lawsuit. Why? Because they simply settled them in cash. If you don't like it, then here's the cash. What do you have? Like 50 shares, 100 shares, 1,000 shares of SLV? Okay, sell it for the going rate of silver. Take your cash and leave. And I do believe they're going to do that with Bitcoin. And that's their way of controlling it. They'll be able to allow you to buy up all the Bitcoin you want in your stock accounts, your, 401k's, things like that. And you're going to have price action to the price of Bitcoin. You'll never be able to stay, enjoy certain benefits of owning crypto yourself, but you'll think you own it, right? Well, something interesting about the SLV that I believe is going to happen in the future. I believe that there are countries that own shares in silver ETFs, and they do qualify for pulling the silver out. And I believe that some of them are going to begin to start pulling physical silver out of the silver trusts or the ETFs. And then there's going to be a moment where the COMEX goes, we have to stop them. But by stopping them, the news is going to hit. And when the news hits, everyone's going to figure out just how little silver we have. You have, in my opinion, an amazing opportunity. And this isn't me saying to go and sell your house, sell your car. People do that kind of stuff when silver goes parabolic. They did a lot of that in 2010. I watched people personally mortgage their home when it was hitting $48, $49 an ounce. And you have an opportunity at 35. A few weeks ago, you had an opportunity at 30. A year ago, you had an opportunity at 25. And 20. The question is, when are you going to jump on it? When are you going to just go and buy two coins, $70? Is that really going to break the bank? I have not met one person that has tried to tell me that they can't afford it. I look at their life. I look at what they're driving. I look at the clothes they're wearing. I ask them where they went to eat last. They're all just lying to themselves. But I believe this move in silver is going to cause people to really question the value of currencies. And I believe that truly that is exactly what the government is afraid of. And that's why for so long they've put a cap on that price. And you know what's interesting about the Federal Reserve raising rates, because the price of gold has been rising because they're waiting for rates to drop, because they know that along with rates dropping, things are bad. Quantitative easing will come in along with money printing, right? Stimulus. And they know, the Federal Reserve knows, if we jump on rates, there is a certain population segment that will dive into T-bills, treasuries, bonds, things like that. And it could really slow, hamper, or stop the upward momentum of silver and gold. But they also know that if they really raise rates high, like Paul Volcker did in the early 80s, that's going to take the whole Ponzi scheme down with it. Look, here are the facts. Silver's God's money, because God, the one that created this earth, the great I am, made it. Silver is rare. It's evident when silver price exploded higher, what, in 2021, how fast it was taken off of shelves and you couldn't get it on the internet. And it took like 8 weeks to get it delivered when you're able to pick it up. And this is scaring certain parts of Wall Street, because they're used to printing money and they can't print this. Congratulations to all of the holders of silver that have seen 32. I believe you can still see price come down because of trading, shorting, naked shorting, things like that. But do I believe that we're going to be having some awesome parties one of these days as you're converting this into real estate, as real estate's crashing down? Heck yeah, I do. Hope you got something out of this today. Hashtag silver if you own it. Let's spread the word. Let's wake up more amazing human beings that want to see change in their own finances. And owning this, not about the price appreciation, but once they know that they own something that less than 1% of the public owns worldwide, they start acting like 1%ers. Hope you got something out of this. Ninja. is out.